This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. We turn now to our American graduate series, What's Next for the Class of 17. I've been following Chance Hawkins for the past 3 years. He has all the junior year challenges of his classmates at Fort Worth's Dunbar High School. His personal challenge is even bigger. He's battling a degenerative muscle disease. I caught up with Chance recently to see how he's doing. Chance Hawkins will be the first to tell you he doesn't dwell on what he can't do, that he can't walk, that he can't get out of bed without the help of an aide, that he can't get ready for school every morning without his big brother right there wiping his face with a washcloth or putting toothpaste on a toothbrush.
I know nobody in this world is perfect, and God didn't want it perfect, because if it was perfect, everybody would just feel like, oh, we all perfect, so we all don't have nothing to worry about.
Chance has Duchenne muscular dystrophy, a rare genetic disorder that affects 1 in 3,600 boys. Over time, the muscles progressively weaken. In most cases, death comes by age 25. Chance isn't alone in his battle. His younger brother, Lewis, has Duchenne, too. Chance, like everyone else, calls him Junior.
I've been through this, so I know everything. I know what people going to say. But I just try to keep him to stay strong, to just don't worry about what people say.
Let's go!
Chance glides down the hallways at Dunbar in his motorized wheelchair. The teachers all know him. Students call out his name. He smiles. He likes the attention. You see, school is Chance's social outlet. He likes getting there early so he can have, quote, cafeteria time. His favorite topic, music. He wants to record, like Chris Brown or Tupac.
I hang out with everybody. You know, I'm the popular kid, so anybody who won't sit with me, I'll be with them, yeah.
On the academic side, Chance has his struggles. He hasn't passed the end-of-year exams for English 1 or 2, and that makes him mad.
If I don't pass that, then there's no way I could go to college. There's no way I can even pass high school.
If Chance doesn't clear those hurdles, he'll have to prep and retake the tests. Reuben Vaughn has been Chance's aide all year long. The former football coach sits beside Chance, helping him take notes and making sure he understands the assignments.
I think his strengths as a student that I've noticed is he cares. He cares about what he's doing. You know, you can see it sometimes in his disappointment if he doesn't get something right away.
He says working with Chance has had an impact on him, too.
It allows me to be a little bit more patient with them than probably what some people may or may not be. Some people wouldn't want to work with them for whatever reason because they don't want to have to, you know, deal with that.
Chance lives with his mom, dad, and 4 siblings in a modest home in South Fort Worth. The house next door is boarded up. His mom knows all too well the challenges of raising boys with Duchenne. Clarice Hawkins had 3 brothers who died from the disease. Life can get overwhelming.
I get a great respect for my mom. Now, I didn't understand for years growing up the task and the stuff she had to go.
One brother lived to age 15, another 14, a third died at 13. So Chance's 18th birthday this month was a huge milestone. Hawkins says things were different when her mother was raising kids.
I never recall my mom taking my brothers to the doctors as much as I take my kids to the doctor. I never recall her being up through the night, ordering her supplies or having the help that I have. I mean, I'm just blessed that I'm surrounded by a lot of love, a lot of family.
Back at school, Ron D. Dunn teaches U.S. history. His other message, college changed his life, and it could do that for Chance, too.
Majority of college is reading and understanding what you read and then being able to regurgitate it in any class. So he can do that very well now. So I'm saying, you can go to college, and I keep pushing Mary, where are you going to go to school? When are you going to apply? So it's my job not to allow him to fail himself.
Chance isn't sure about college. What he'd really like to do? Acting school.
I want to go into acting because I'm really funny, so everybody loves me.
In the meantime, there are those musical dreams. This summer, he plans to record some tracks. One of his inspirations, a rapper who died 2 decades ago, Tupac Shakur.
Mama, I finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You
always was committed. Stella Chavez, KERA News. Tell me how you did. There's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.